flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, do you get bored a lot? Tom, how about you?
Nope.
Yeah, you're pretty good at occupying your time. If you get bored, you're normally playing a video game or something.
I mean, I'm on the internet arguing with people. I love doing that.
You know, most guys don't get bored. Like, for girls, it's different.
Really?
They get bored quite a bit, and they ask the women what they change the color of when they get bored.
Their hair.
Yes, mm-hmm. Their hair. It's like, I'm just bored of my hair. I'm going to change it, girl. What do you think?
Yeah, and I thought that was a good idea until I tried to go blonde, and it's really hard to go from dark brunette to blonde, and I ended up copper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you should ask Hawk. He tried that once. Remember, we changed our hair colors?
Yeah.
I had black hair.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I was told that I did not look good.
Me too. I think I went black haired, and people were like, and I mean, I even saw it and was like, I don't look good.
Yeah, I didn't like it. You can't do that. But a lot of times, girls, they just get bored. Like, I'm going to just change something about me. But most guys do not. They're fine being bored.
I mean, I don't get bored.
Well, okay. They find something to occupy themselves. They'll go putter out in the garage or something.
Right. I've rearranged furniture in my house once.
Okay, yeah.
But now, since I have Netflix, I never get bored. I always find something to watch.
Well, and they say changing up the room or your house in some way, yeah. You're rearranging the furniture, that's what women want to do when they get bored.
Women. Okay. I don't have a garage.
Also, changing out any decor like curtains. They want to change the color of curtains or the pillows. They'll go buy new pillows if they get bored just to change the looks of the room.
How do you not get bored with your house, though? I walk in, I'm like, why is this couch in the same place it's always been?
I can live in a hotel room.
Because I've carefully chosen what I put everything on the walls, where I put every couch, and I chose the best place. So I don't come back later and go, oh, that's not the best place anymore. Let's move it.
It's not best or worst. It's just, it's the same old thing.
Too routine for them.
It's the best thing. It's the thing that was the most logical or the best workout for that room so that you could walk through it and sit in it and get the most people in it. It was a logical decision, and I don't have any reasons to change it.
All right. The girls are changing up their nails, like color of their fingernails or toenails, just because we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we can, Hawk.
Yeah. It's like, I can do that. I'm bored. Let's go ahead. I want to go with a pink this time.
Mm-hmm. I do change mine up. Sometimes I bite them down farther to the quick than other times.
All right. They go clothes shopping, buy new clothes. They're like, you know what? I like that blouse or that shirt. I think I'm going to buy a different color this time.
Well, if it looks good, you have to buy it in a few different colors.
That's the way I shop. I'll get like three of the same shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why this shirt right here, I got two more at home.
Yeah,
you
we
do.
Know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do that too, but I'm under the impression that women are less likely to do that. They're going to get a bunch of different things.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're going to change it. I get the same thing, see, because I'm okay with this.
I would only do that with t-shirts, but I wouldn't get a collared shirt like the have.
Because
that stands out, but that logo on that triangle.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So
yeah.
To have three different colors, to me,
I
that's
have
so
six
noticeable.
Of this shirt.
Yeah.
I have a green one, I have a maroon one, well, I have a light blue and a dark blue, a gray. I mean, but it's a button, it's a golf shirt.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine too. It's a solid color. There's nothing that stands out like the logo. I mean, if I saw I didn't pay attention yesterday.
Yeah, like I got a badge on my shirt.
Yeah, it's like a badge. Yeah.
Talk if it helps you. I don't ever notice what you wear.
I didn't notice, Tom. I don't either.
I notice you, bud.
Tori notices.
You know what? Honestly, though, guys don't care. Is she calling me out behind my back?
No, she called me out to my face once.
You started that.
I don't even know what I wore yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
If I didn't have a dirty clothes, I'd probably end up wearing the same thing every day and not knowing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Cato came in and made fun of my jeans one day, and I turned around and I said, funny for you to say something in the same green shirt you wore 2 days ago, and he goes, yeah. Oh, I didn't know you noticed.
Yeah. It was a long sleeve because I had an undershirt on. Okay. So if I do that, I'm going to wear the same overshirt more than once.
But honestly, at work, it does not matter.
I don't care.
Because you think, you know, some people got jobs where they got uniforms. They wear the same thing every day. You cannot tell. They could wear a shirt they wore yesterday with their name on it, and you couldn't tell.
You will eventually tell.
Okay, with the smell, possibly. But these are the things that women change once they get bored. Makeup, some of them will go and they'll test some new makeup, maybe a new color of lipstick or something, just because they're bored.
I've learned with that, some people have to stay in their lanes, and I am one of those people. Some can switch it up. Yeah. I am like, I've got a very strict color palette, or it doesn't look good.
I'm weird about my colors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a second. What lipstick do you wear? I've never seen you wear lipstick.
Well, I was thinking of shirts, because I can't buy light-colored clothing shirts because I sweat too much.
Don't confuse us, because I thought we were talking about makeup too.
I just changed
his lipstick.
I dozed for a second and I just came back in mid conversation.
Women will also change your boyfriend if they get bored.
Well,
that explains a lot. Now I don't feel as bad. Those girls that broke up with me, they weren't like, they didn't hate me or nothing.
They're just bored. Well, speaking of changing things up, here's Anita Renfro talking about changing her furniture in a house.
Well, I got the house all decorated, okay? It was fabulous. I had hunter green and burgundy in every room. And I sat down up on my couch to view my masterpiece of decoration. It's like a little timer started ticking in my brain. And this is how it goes. January, I'm looking at everything around me. Isn't this fabulous? I love what I've done. June, wow, I think I'm just going to look at this little decorating catalog. I sure do miss shopping for decoration accessories. November, I hate everything in this room.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Quick question for you. What's your PIN number for your ATM?
It's actually...
Mine's 3756.
Okay, thank you.
It's funny, I can't remember it unless I'm looking at a keypad.
Right.
So wow. I couldn't tell you what it is right now.
Mine's easy to remember.
Well, it is once I see a keypad and I'm getting an ATM, using the ATM, I'm like, bup.
Can you say yours again, Hawk?
3756.
3756.
Can I borrow your wallet?
No, because that would be stupid of me.
Well, apparently there's a lot of stupid to go around because they managed to find one of the dark web releases where they had hacked in and gotten all these people's PIN numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a statistical compilation of all of these and found what the most common PIN numbers people were using.
Sure enough,
1234 was one of them. So was 1111. 7777 and 6969.
Oh.
So you're entrusting your bank account to a silly meme or a dirty joke that you think is a good way to protect all the money you have in the bank.
Maybe this is people with like a dollar or two.
I don't know.
To be fair, when mine was more complicated, it got hacked twice. So what's the point? I might as well make it easy so I can remember it.
The four numbers, there you go, is, I don't know the math statistics on that one, Tom.
It's pretty high.
To be able to guess that one? Because it's only
four.
You would
not be able to. Yeah, but it's 4 times 10, and then that's factorial, so it's a lot of numbers.
All right. Well, why don't they make our passwords like that then? Because you can crack the passcode so easy.
Because passwords can be brute forced by computers.
Oh.
Whereas the ATM or a code you're typing in.
Oh, the guy, the burglar or whatever stole your wallet, it's his brain working, so he ain't never going to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't they just do the thumb scanning now?
Well,
you know, like with phones and stuff?
For what? For the ATM?
For
they'd have to store all of our thumbprints on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when somebody steals your ATM card, they have to cut your thumb off.
Or if they get it on the dark web, they have everyone's thumbprint electronically encoded, and then you're really in trouble.
And to be honest, I'd rather just take my wallet than my thumb, too. just take my bank. I don't have any money in there anyway.
So apparently 11% of all the four-digit passwords were 1234.
Mm.
Over 10%.
Wow.
6% was 1111. 0000.
Oh, that was mine.
1212 was fourth. 7777, as in lucky sevens, and it's lucky for the criminal who just drained your bank account.
Yeah.
This one was interesting. 1004. Like 10-4, good buddy.
Oh.
That one's, I'm surprised people thought of that one.
That's like the truckers talk, right?
Well, the CB radios.
Okay.
2000, 2000, that's the people who are being more secure. They're like, I'm going to make it easy, but it won't just be 1111.
Yeah, let's just make it the year it is, like 2025, and then change it.
Everybody's used the same code.
4444 and 2222. It's like they're lawyers. Just call us at 4444, all fours.
Yeah.
And then 6969 was 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised 5555 wasn't more, because that's right in the middle of the keypad.
That'd be too easy.
Dead center. Maybe that's what they were thinking, Cato. Most people start their PIN code with a number between 1 and 5. Very few start with a 6, 7, 8, 9, or 0.
Hmm.
So we apparently think in our minds we start low.
Okay.
And we don't go up high. So that's kind of crazy. They say there's some things that you can base your PIN code on.
Okay.
That might make good things.
Like dates, certain dates, or like when your pet was born or something like that.
Most people don't know when their pet was born.
Really? I know mine.
Were you there?
I wasn't there, but I know it's his birthday's July the 17th.
That's what you've been told.
Yeah, but if you get a mutt off the side of the road, then you can just make that his... Or gotcha day.
Okay, let's say your kid's birthday.
Okay, I have some better suggestions.
Okay.
Jelly rolls weight would make a good PIN number.
That fluctuates.
Right. Just you have to pick it, and that's what makes it so good is you have to change it from time to time.
Mm-hmm. But that's not four
He's
digits.
Lost a lot, though.
Yeah.
Okay, how many kids call Nick Cannon daddy?
There aren't enough slots for that.
Yeah, more than four numbers.
Yeah.
They say the street address of your house... Or the house that you live in with your parents' basement. Either way, those will count.
Mm.
The number of Taylor Swift's cats. Does she have that many?
I think it's only three.
Okay.
Or ex-boyfriends.
Oh,
that's too high again.
Yeah.
Right. But they say that, you mentioned kids' birthdays. Those are terrible because those are things people can find
out
and guess at.
Okay.
So have you ever chosen your own ATM password?
Yeah.
I never have. Whatever came when I first got my ATM card, I still use that same number. I never made it personal for me. Now, like I say, sometimes I can't remember it.
Right.
But
so that's why it's good to try to find something that you think people won't be able to find out about you, but that's personal to you.
That's like that meme that says, we've hacked into your account, and they go, oh, thank goodness. What was the password again?
Help me out.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Well, you know what? When it comes to water, doctors say best thing you can do for your health and for your body is drink more water. No, not wine. No, water, Kato. Now, for years, Tom educated me and said, you know what? When you're drinking soda, it's got water in it, so you are hydrating yourself with the soda.
Yeah, some doctors disagree with me.
Well, I followed Tom's logic.
I mean, it does. I mean, if you were to take the stuff that isn't water and put it in soda, or from a soda, rather, and make a pill out of it or a little, I don't know, candy or something.
Sure, yeah.
And then you drank 8 ounces of water and you ate that, you would have still gotten 8 ounces of water.
But the thing is, there's caffeine in most sodas, and caffeine can be dehydrating.
Yeah, it's as well as coffee.
It's kind of
and beer.
It's kind of like when you see, you know, someone said, "Hey, I had some eggs this morning and milk, and a little bit of sugar and whatever, and some brown cake mix for breakfast." They just made brownies. Yeah. It sounds like eggs and milk sounds healthy.
Well, I tell my mom when we go to restaurants sometimes, I said, "Mom, I'm going to get a glass of tomato juice." She goes, "With vodka, probably." I'm like, "Yeah, pretty much. Bloody
Mary." But I mean, that's still tomato juice.
Yeah, but the alcohol. And when I used to drink a lot more water than I do now, my skin was tighter. I felt better. I had more energy.
Yeah.
It was just 5 years ago. COVID did me in. I don't drink as much water since COVID.
Well, let's have a little fight right now, okay? Let's see, there's something to fight about. Since doctors say that it's healthy to drink water. Some people are water snobs. You go to the grocery store, and they can't decide if they want the spring water, distilled water, carbonated water, whatever water you kind of drink, or, you know, maybe the fancy mountain water. Or maybe the hose pipe water. That's what I had as a kid, you know, drinking out of the hose pipe. Mom's like, you can't come inside.
A lot.
Yeah. And that's pretty much where the bottled water comes from.
Yes.
You think it's natural spring water.
Well, right.
But a lot of times it's just tap.
I don't know about that.
Dude, you're right.
I can't tell the difference except for Deer Park. That's the only one that I'm like,
Nestle.
Nestle sucks, too.
Nestle's the worst.
Okay, let's vote on this because I want to see where you guys land.
I mean, love their chocolate.
I know, right? But their water, something wrong with it.
Stick to chocolate, Nestle.
Make it chocolate water, okay? Put a little chocolate in there. So some simple, silly, goofy food nerds got together. They are not experts at all, and they have their own list. There's plenty of lists to choose from out there with a really fancy water that I didn't even know. But these are the waters that we see in the store that we drink.
From people who are not qualified.
Well, they're not experts. But, because I want to see what you guys think. They said it should be refreshing. That might seem like a no-brainer. But when it comes to bottled water, they said it needs just to be refreshing and replenish, whatever that means. It should not taste bad, which is a duh, I think, and not have any bitter aftertaste. And it should be easy to drink. That's what they based it on.
That sounds stupid as crap. Easy to drink? I mean...
I disagree with you 100%. Some water is just... I don't know. It just tastes funky.
Okay, that's not anything to do with easy to drink.
Easy to drink is like goes down smoothly. It's almost like a fine wine. And I have my own... special water that I like that goes down smoothly.
This water has great legs.
And when I drink a fine wine, it doesn't go down that smooth as you think. It's like, wow, ooh. That's tart.
All right. At the bottom of the list, Pure Life.
Never heard of it.
I think that's like the Walmart brand or something like that.
I'll pull this up.
You also have Nestle is at the bottom of the list, and Deer Park was at the bottom of the list. Everybody agrees so far?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Tom, do you drink water at all?
I mean, sometimes there's bottled water in the fridge. I'll grab it. I don't know. We mix up the brands a lot. I don't think we have anything we buy special.
Yeah.
It's at Costco, whatever that is.
I have stayed at your house, and the Costco brand's what your wife said it was.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. I don't know what it is.
It's good.
Fiji was then, that was like number five on the list. Dasani was number four.
This is going to best.
This is the, now this is the ones that we see in the store that normal people drink, not those fancy Voss stuff.
Yes. See, and I like Dasani, but my husband says it tastes like salt.
Me too. I prefer Dasani.
Yeah.
Then Aquafina was number three.
See, that's what I drink. And let me tell you what makes me mad with these bottled water companies is they're making the lids, those little beady flat lids.
Oh, listen, there's
that hardly ever go back home.
They're thin as a nickel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, go back to those thick lids. And, you know, I see them in grocery stores. So they're there. So put them back in the Sam's. Okay, go ahead.
I agree. Because you can sometimes, you could squeeze that bottle and that cap would come off. Because my kids do it all the time because they think it's funny.
Yeah.
Number two was Smart Water. Now, you pay about $1.75 for Smart Water.
Smart Water.
Oh, it's that's my brand now. I love it if I want to splurge on water.
But
is it working?
And that's what I was going to ask, because I got one with like electrolytes and all of that, and I'm drinking it thinking, how smart am I if I'm spending $4 on a bottle of water?
It's not you. It's the water that's smart. The people who made it are smart because they're selling it to you for that.
It's true, but I love Smart Water and the way it goes down.
It's the weird-shaped bottles, though.
It's just, no.
Yeah.
That's the Fiji you're thinking of.
No,
Fiji
I'm looking
square.
At a picture of it.
That's just, it's like a little.
I told you we'd argue
round.
About this.
It's completely round. There's no grooves. It'll slide right out of my hand.
Number
You're so finicky.
Number one on the list.
Avion.
Avion was the number one on the list for the normal folks.
Yeah, it's just okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Yeah. How about tap water?
That's what I drink at
when's
home.
When's the last? Really?
Yep.
Okay. I have not drank any tap water here lately.
I will say Greenville tap water is actually pretty good.
Ranked high.
Yeah.
Except for that pink film that it stays in your commode.
It's just decorations.
You're drinking the wrong water.
That's the same
drink
tap
out of the sink.
That's the same tap water that's coming out my sink, and it's got the pink on it.
Mine don't grow no pink stuff, so that's something else going on.
No, mine does. It's because you leave your seat up. Do you leave your seat up all the time?
Yeah, well, are you judging?
No, because I do too. Yeah.
We do, but I don't get no pink stuff.
Well, your wife probably cleans yours.
Well, I still, maybe.
Yeah. Us guys, we just wait for it to... It's really pretty pink.
It's a nice shade of pink in your toilet.
It's like a sunrise some morning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Kato and I have been talking about a story that's in the news today about a monkey that went wild and attacked some employees at a Starbucks drive-thru.
And I hope my friend Lindsay is listening to this because she always wants a pet monkey.
Oh, wow.
She says they're really expensive, like $20,000,
$25,000. I still want one, even knowing this story. Yes.
Yeah, my kid always like, hey, can we get a monkey? I'm like... Why? A dog's fine. I should really get one more dog.
Tori would have a bear if she could. A grizzly bear.
She'd have a zoo.
I saw one the other day that was camped out on somebody's porch, but he was all sprawled out like a squirrel does, you know, when they're laying on a branch. He was so cute.
You're a weird chick sometimes. These people that get monkeys, occasionally they're odd too. In this case, this was a really weird story. In Alabama, the police were called to a Starbucks because this woman's pet monkey jumped from the car through the window into the drive-thru and started attacking the employee.
And next time, they'll get his pup cup ready faster.
They had his name wrong on the cup.
It's not a pup cup. It's a monkey cup.
Okay, so this thing's called an Aotus night monkey. If you've never seen one of these, you probably have. They got the giant eyeballs. They look really weird. Kato says it looks like a fly almost.
Yes, like a big fly.
It's a freaky, but it's kind of cute too, but it also looks kind of like a demon. I can't decide which.
Smaller than a chimpanzee.
Yeah, it's not as big as a chimp. And I don't think there was a whole lot of, injury, just some bite marks or whatever. But still, not cool to be working your job and have a monkey jump through the window and attack you.
It said it got her hand, and then it jumped into her face and started biting her ear, and her ear's pretty messed up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't get that in my story. They didn't go to that detail.
Most time, worst thing a Starbucks employee gets yelled at is for misspelling a name or something on the cup. It's like, I got attacked by a monkey.
Well, here's the weird part. The lady who had the monkeys apparently went inside to check on the employee, then left without giving any information because she didn't want her monkeys to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And I don't know. She said that she refused to comment to the media because she doesn't want to put her monkey at risk.
Did you say monkeys?
She had several in the car, at least two in the car.
I think they said at least two, but she's had more in the past. She's been through that drive-thru before.
That's selfish.
I wish I'd have seen the employee. They said an employee grabbed the monkey off the other employee and threw it back through the window into his car.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I'd like to have seen that. There's got to be video.
That would be really cool if there is.
Yeah.
They say that apparently she did not have a leash on the monkey there, but they often have them wearing leashes, costumes, and diapers, and they have seen her with these monkeys before.
Weirdo.
The cops are investigating, and Tammy could be looking at charges. They didn't say specifically what they were. And the Animal Services has cited her for violations that involve not restraining the animals in the past. So she doesn't apparently keep them on leashes all the time.
I got a new idea for a children's book. 10 silly monkeys jumping through drive-thru window. Did you ever read that book here, kids?
We read the bed one, yes.
Yeah, 10 silly monkeys jumping on a bed. One fell off, broke his head.
I was trying to think of where you're going to go with this. I thought of Curious George.
Yeah.
Just want to know what's in that coffee. Just want to know what that grande is. Yeah.
Well, monkeys are weird like that. They attack for no reason a lot. Yeah.
I told you my friend Hambone, and this is my high school buddy, they had a chimpanzee, and he would attack them. And his dad said, you got to fight back. And Billy was the name of the monkey.
Was it a chimp?
Yeah, it was a chimpanzee.
Those are dangerous.
He would swing in the barn. They set up this whole display of ropes and stuff for Billy the chimpanzee.
So Billy's the name of the monkey, but Hambone is your friend's name.
That was his nickname. His real name is Mike
Tennessee.
Hutchins.
Gosh, love it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So he had to fight back to make the monkey respect him?
Yes, his dad said, Billy will attack you. So he had to fight back.
How'd that work out?
He got beat up a couple times. My friend.
Which one?
My friend. Yeah. Yeah.
Did the thing ever attack anyone and get hurt or anything?
They had to get rid of it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Over time, I guess. Yeah.
You think at the moment where you tell guests he will fight you so you have to fight back, that's when you know.
Yes.
Exactly. You're going to have problems.
That's not guests. That was his dad. I mean, that was the family.
I'm like, I'm going to need to get that hostess gift back because I'm leaving.
No kidding. I'm not staying for this party. Monkeys and even dogs sometimes are unpredictable. I mean, because
right.
I was running in a different neighborhood one time. And a German Shepherd running up beside me, and they say, don't stop.
No, you don't run from an animal.
No. I was jogging. I was exercising, jogging through the neighborhood, and all of a sudden, it comes running up next to me. So I just kept on jogging. It bit my butt.
Right.
I had to go get a tetanus shot because it bit my... I'm like, right there. I mean...
We know where your butt is.
I had one chasing me. My friend was on a bike.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm walking with him because it's going to his house. We were in middle school. And all of a sudden, this dog comes out from behind the yard. He takes off on his bike. I beat him to his house. We both beat the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, no, my life's in danger.
Was it a Chihuahua?
No, it was like a German Shepherd or something.
I mean, animals, and especially those like monkeys, hamsters. Hamsters will bite you in a minute, and it's not fun.
That's not really a life-threatening issue.
It hurt as a little kid.
Yeah, I had one. Her name was Xena, and we had another one, Gabby, from Xena the Warrior Princess.
Yeah.
She bit the tarnation out of my finger one time. It looked like I had severed it off.
And you got monkeys biting people at the drive-thru. I'm like...
I'll be honest, I've been known to bite, too.
Well... Okay.
Only, you're not domesticated.
I'm going to have to go out, by the way.
If anyone would like to adopt Cato, we're trying to get rid of him.
Get your leash, Cato.
I got all my shots. No, I don't.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.